The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
We all hate injustice, and so does God. The psalmist wrote, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord." And in Isaiah 10, we have this, "Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees, and the writers who keep writing oppression, to turn aside the needy from justice and to rob the poor of my people of their right." Injustice has always been a part of life in this world ever since the fall of man in the garden, but in this nation, never so blatant and wicked as the injustice we've lived through these past 4 years. But God has seen it all, and He is not pleased. Those who've done evil in our land and have not repented will face His wrath, if not in this life, then surely in the next, have no doubt. We've seen all of our three-letter government agencies weaponized against conservatives and Christians. We've seen Christians violently attacked, and our justice system has looked the other way, even as the innocent have been pursued, persecuted, and prosecuted. Just this past year, there were 436 attacks on churches in America, but zero prosecutions under the Biden administration. According to Prophecy Newswatch, the Biden-Harris administration did not prosecute a single one of the hundreds of attacks against churches that took place last year under a 1994 law designed to protect houses of worship, a congressional hearing established, citing research from Family Research Council. Even as violence and vandalism against churches and pro-life centers skyrocketed over the last 2 years, 92% of Biden administration cases using that law targeted pro-life advocates. Recently, Joe Biden has issued an astounding number of pardons and has commuted sentences of criminals that have not served the penalty for their crimes. These are just his latest pardons as he leaves the White House, but he's been doing this a long time. 2 years ago, he pardoned a Secret Service agent in Illinois who was convicted of soliciting money to commit fraud, as well as a woman convicted of second-degree murder while armed in D.C. Last year, he pardoned a Muslim man in Michigan convicted of conspiracy to unlawfully export technology to Iran and defraud the U.S., and another man from Florida who was convicted of conspiracy to commit money laundering. The majority of his most recent pardons were for, quote, nonviolent drug-related crimes. But most of these crimes were very serious and involved cocaine, crack cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, and fentanyl. Anyone who's seen the effects of these wicked drugs would hardly call them nonviolent. Then there's the pardon of his son, Hunter. According to justice.gov, Hunter was pardoned for those offenses against the United States which he committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from January 1, 2014 through December 1, 2024. His infamous laptop containing solid evidence of sexual abuse of underage girls, theft of money, receiving payments from foreign governments in exchange for influence peddling, extreme drug use, prostitution, tax evasion, and more has been wholly ignored by our so-called justice system. And now, Hunter's been pardoned. I might also mention the many foreign invaders who've been arrested multiple times and set free by liberal and unjust judges, only to commit heinous crimes including rape and murder. And in even more injustice, the people of our own nation have suffered through unimaginable disasters in places like Hawaii and North Carolina under Biden and received nothing, no assistance, no aid of any kind, while foreign nations have received untold trillions of dollars. In fact, 173 foreign nations regularly receive aid through our tax dollars, while our own people continue to suffer under an ever-increasing burden of taxation and regulation. Among those that receive the most are Ukraine, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Iran. Need I mention our own military veterans and other citizens who are homeless, living in tents on the streets of our major cities, while foreign invaders enjoy five-star hotel rooms that we pay for? Need I mention women and girls who've been assaulted by transgenders in public restrooms and public school locker rooms? And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the wickedness of the J6 Select Committee investigating the so-called insurrection that never was, banning evidence that clearly showed participants convicted and imprisoned were actually innocent. Meanwhile, we're just learning now of the government agents involved in inciting riots that day. They'll likely be pardoned as well if Biden has time. But there's no justice for Ashley Babbitt, who was gunned down by law enforcement, or Roseanne Boylan, who was bludgeoned to death by police, or for those who were hunted down and swatted by our justice system, then tortured so badly through lawfare, left to rot in jails for months before even being charged, forced to take plea agreements and admit guilt even though they were innocent, and the many who have committed suicide because they couldn't take the intense persecution any longer. It's a wicked, evil world, and we've had wicked, evil leaders in this country for a very long time. We've all heard of the far-left activist judges and district attorneys installed nationwide by the likes of George Soros, who are there simply to cause chaos and make sure that crime escalates and criminals are not punished, while the law-abiding are hunted down, arrested, and given the harshest possible sentences for crimes that either did not commit or were simply misdemeanors. It's unjust, it's wicked and evil, and God promises to avenge the innocent. Unfortunately, government leaders who are themselves criminals have the power to pardon each other and other criminals. But it's not right, it's not justice, and God Almighty will not put up with it forever. Paul wrote to the Galatians, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that he will also reap. Their time will come, because it must." Our Creator, our God, is just and righteous. He's the ultimate judge, and one day all will stand before him. His word speaks a great deal on his justice. One day all will reap what they have sown and receive the due penalty for their unrepentant sins. Revelation 21:8. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. In Matthew 25:41, then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." But now the ultimate good news of Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus Christ is returning, have no doubt, perhaps soon. No one knows the day or the hour of his return, but we do know that he will be returning as the conquering King of kings and Lord of lords, and as the just judge of the world. He alone holds the power to issue the ultimate pardon. As the most righteous and just judge, God cannot allow any sin to go unpunished or to enter his kingdom. As human beings, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Even the best of us, even the most righteous among us, are guilty in his presence. James 2:10, "Whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point is guilty of all." No one on this earth can pardon us from our eternal penalty of violating God's commandments. We're all poor, blind, and naked without Christ. But, Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And Romans 10:9, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." And Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Now, whether you want to believe and accept these truths or not doesn't matter. Your unbelief in something that is true doesn't make the true untrue. But the simple truth is, our Creator God sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to reverse the curse placed upon mankind in the garden, to defeat death, hell, and the grave, to make a way of reconciliation, and to provide a way of forgiveness for our hopeless state. It took God himself in the person of his Son, Jesus, to provide the only acceptable sacrifice that can ever pardon our sins and reunite us with our Heavenly Father. Mankind, apart from God, is so wicked and evil we are hopelessly lost and doomed to an eternity in hell. Without God, there is no bottom to the depths of depravity we'll sink to. For those without Christ as their Savior, life in this world is the only heaven they'll ever know. For those with Christ as their Savior, life in this world is the only hell that they will ever know. And we will all live forever somewhere. When man sinned, the Bible tells us the earth was cursed, and instead of the beautiful garden, the earth began to produce thorns. When they crucified Jesus, though they didn't understand what they were doing, they placed a cruel crown of thorns on his head. As the blood dripped from his precious forehead, the curse of death was reversed, and a way was made for us to return to our intimate relationship with God the Father. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and eternal life in Jesus Christ. Hell was not made for us, but rather for Satan and his fallen angel demons. Unfortunately, so many reject the pardon of the ultimate judge. His word tells us that few there will be that find the way to eternal life with him. Understand, it's not his fault. He's done everything that can be done to save us. I believe God mourns when human beings are sentenced to hell, but we go there voluntarily, by our own free will, by rejecting his Son. Throughout our lives, we're given chance after chance after chance to repent and turn to him in humility and faith. In order to end up in hell, we must choose to reject every one of those opportunities. We must reject the prayers of every loving grandmother. We must reject all the Bible stories and studies read to us as children by loving parents. We must reject every Christian message on every billboard along the highway, and every time Christ is honored at Christmas and Easter, choosing instead the nonsense of Santa and the Easter Bunny. See, there are so many hurdles God puts on our path, so many hoops we have to jump through, and so many detours we must choose to take to avoid the good news of the gospel of Christ. Look at your own life and see how many times you've rejected him. And if that's the case, then don't blame him if you don't receive a pardon. He's done all there is to do, all that can be done to save you, to pardon you, and bring you back home to him. God's given us the ultimate gift, the ultimate pardon, and the free will to accept that pardon, or to serve the prison sentence we deserve for eternity. Now it's time for you to choose. I urge you not to wait on this, and take this very seriously. Tomorrow may never come for you, but justice will be done. And now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Don't reject the ultimate pardon. It's a limited time offer, and you'll never get a better one. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 450.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.